Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He has much to say to His people, because He loves us. The Lord loves us. He's all about love. And you know my favorite scripture, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. And that, my friend, is something that I've certainly found to be true and wonderful. Sometimes the Lord will explain things to you ahead of time. And some things He'll let you see for yourself. And whatever the Lord show you, it'll be true, so that you'll be able to do what He does. He saw the light that it was good. God said, let there be light. He wanted light. He wanted order. He wanted the wisdom of God. He wanted the wisdom of heaven. Let there be light. And He saw the light that it was good, and He divided the light from the darkness. Now, because we're born in sin, there's a lot of darkness. Some of it we walk out of. Some of it is still there. Never went anywhere. And people, from time to time, they act on it. Yesterday's broadcast, I talked about how people could be jealous of the anointing. I'm talking about anointed people. Ministers of God can be jealous of other people's anointing. And they'll feel intimidated. And they won't want them around. Especially, it works to see people that are known, well known, and they have a greater congregation or whatever, they'll look up to them and receive their anointing. But somebody that's unknown, not so much. Now, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. All right, that includes the Word of God, and then the voice of the Holy Spirit when He speaks to us personally, and also the voice of others who He uses. Now, the words of God are detectable, and He gives holy things to holy people. Jesus never spelled out things to the Pharisees unless they humbled themselves, like Nicodemus. He spoke parables to them. But to His people who loved Him and wanted to know the truth, he explained the parable. He gave the interpretation of it. In Luke chapter 10, He said, blessed are your eyes, for you see. For many have prophesied and desired to see the things that you see and hear the things that you hear. There are people that are unknown. And they've been listening to the Word of God. They've been buying tapes, CDs. And I say tapes because they've been doing this a long time. They're just not well known. And they're anointed. They have foundation. They've been spending time in the presence of the Lord. I'm one of them. This is what happened to me in the 90s. I got saved in the early 80s, and I grew. And in the 90s, the Lord was really dealing with me. There are people out there who know some things. Now remember, all of God's children have a part to play. Think of every person as an element. If we know in part, somebody has another element of truth. And the Lord, He deals with people according to His perfect will. And the wisest people will receive His own. Now, some people only receive those who are well-known, people that they approve. They may have read their books. They'll listen to them. But a fellow brother, not so much. This is because there's so much respect of person in the body of Christ. This is a darkness that they have not driven out. These are like the lingering Canaanites. This kind of darkness that I'm talking about. And I, when I knew about this many years ago, 20 years ago, I knew about these things. Over 20 years ago. I knew about it. I ran into it so much, it was obvious. And the Lord never dealt with me to deal with it till now on these broadcasts. And there's a reason for it. People, God wants us to be motivated from the heart. He deals with everybody from the heart. One scripture said, he talked about dear children that were naturally, or people that were naturally give. I'm combining two scriptures. But Timothy was looking for people who would, I forgot who was writing. I think Paul was writing. But he talked about people who would naturally give. It may have been Philippians. Yeah, there was nobody that would naturally give like the Philippians did. When he said, I know that my God will supply your need according to his riches and glory. But I know that scriptures, I just didn't remember where it was. But and that happens, you know. But people who will naturally do the right thing, that's what God is looking for, sincerity. And his best revelation, he won't give to people who won't naturally love his people. People who are yearning to do the right thing, they are the ones that get the greater revelation. Once people get revelation, one mistake that they make, and these are the leaders. Even though people honor God, the first time people, you know, when people get revelation, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. Sometimes people, they set themselves apart. I get revelation all the time, but I don't set myself above others. Some people do and some don't. Those that do that, they'll stop receiving the greater revelation. They'll get minor revelation. Because what that's the deeds of the Nicolaitans. That's the same thing the Nicolaitans did. They use their knowledge and put themselves far above others. The knowledge that God gives me is supposed to be utilized by anybody that can receive it. I'm going to say that again. The knowledge God gives me, the greatest knowledge he gives, is supposed to be utilized by anybody that can receive it. It does no good between my ears only, or anybody's. The words of the pastors and the evangelists and the prophets and the apostles, even just common Christians, if God give a word, it's supposed to be used out there in the world where people need it. It's not something I use to draw a crowd. I wouldn't do that. That's wrong. I believe in giving people as much information as I can while they have a mind to receive it. Too many, and not only among pastors and leaders, just common brothers in Christ. Sometimes we stand around and share the word. Now, if God give me something that can help my life, I try to share it so other people can build their lives because we're in the same fight. I'm giving them ammunition. Brothers have done me that way. They have shared with me things that were keystone things in my life. I remember advice of the best man at my first wedding. He knew I was getting married. He said, if you're ever tempted by a woman, don't just pray for yourself, pray for the woman too. That way you kill it on both ends. And he said, Elder Lewis taught me that. And he honored the person that gave him that information. And I used it. It worked. It was good ammunition. Because when the Lord anointed me to preach and women came from everywhere and they were trying. They were trying me. And it wasn't normal. It wasn't something that happened. It was, I mean, this never happened to First, it began to happen when I first got saved. And Chris Lucas warned me that the enemy would send women to tempt you. He'd do that. It's not normal. It's not like when you meet your first love and y'all fall in love. You know, it's not like that. It's darker. It's wrong. It's not. It got to the point. Everywhere I went, there was a woman looking sideways. You know, trying to tempt, trying to see where I was. Trying to see if I take the bait. And they let you know that they like you. That didn't happen until the Lord called me to the ministry. That was satanic. It wasn't normal. And I could see through it because I was married. I knew that it was the devil. And many people go through these things and don't know how to deal with it. I didn't know how to deal with it. I wasn't looking for trouble. And I didn't want to be in trouble. I didn't want to dishonor Jesus. I appreciated my salvation. And I said, I'm not going to honor the devil with this foolishness. But I didn't know how to stand. In fact, I thought I was going to fall. But that brother gave me advice to help me stand. And I tried to do the same thing. Whenever I share a word with people, any word, I don't know what they need. The Holy Spirit does. But if the Lord says something, I want, especially people that are wise in my eyes, I give them the information because they may not have seen it that way, and it may help them, especially people that minister to others. We need all the ammunition we can get. You don't know what's down the road, and I don't know what's down the road unless the Lord reveals it. Now, there are things that I share because it's good information. And the people that I share it with, I trust that they're wise and honorable people. People that could appreciate it. I'm not in competition. I don't care who gets the glory. I want God's folks to know Him. It didn't bother me if I don't ever preach. God gave me an assignment. I don't care about how good I look or how bad I look in other people's eyes. That's irrelevant. There's a devil out there trying to destroy folks, good people. And we need to give them all the information we can get. And I can't control how people see things. I just have to do my job. So, He said, let not my people lack knowledge. He give me knowledge and I give it away. He give me knowledge, I give it away. I'm not trying to get rich off. I'm not trying to write the next bestseller. I just want people to have good information. Key people. God's people. All of God's people. Anybody that want it, they can have it. But this is what I run into among members. Not just pastors, but just everyday Christians. And it puzzled me for years, for decades. It used to puzzle me. I would share something, and they try to find in their mind, think of something greater to say. It's not a competition. How come people can't just receive what God said? If they say something, I rejoice. I receive it. I'm going to receive it. You don't have to be young, old. You don't have to have a name that people recognize. This could be the first day you got saved. You could have been a sinner yesterday. If God give you a word, being His child, you got saved, you receive something from the Lord or any information from the Lord, I want to know it. Because I learned so many things from key people. And a lot of them were not well known. Some of them were not even ministers. See, you don't have to be a preacher. You have to be saved. Anybody that's saved has open communication with the Lord. A child can do it because their spirit is lit. The Lord have used children. And some of them, you know, I don't know if they got saved later on or not, but while they were children, they have said things that really helped me out. I'm not trying to be humble. This is just the way God is. If you waste, people are wasting the word with preeminence foolishness. I'm not valued by what I preach. I'm not valued by what I do for a living. I'm not valued by how much I own or what I have. I'm valuable to God because He saved, because I believed on Jesus Christ. And He died for me before I knew I needed Him. He died for me when I was on the run. God valued me. And then one scripture said, we're complete in Him. I don't need props and crutches to be complete. I don't need a job to show off my wisdom and say that I'm somebody. I'm God's creation. That's enough. I'm born again. That's enough. I'm complete in Him. Now, I'll work a job and I'll do a business not to be successful, but because I am successful. I don't preach to be successful and well-known. I am successful. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So can everybody else that has a mind to do the Word of God. And if I don't know how to do something, and I always run into things I don't know how to do, I just ask the Holy Spirit. And He download information, and I do it. Just like the people on the Matrix. When they ran out of ammunition, they download more knowledge. They couldn't fly a helicopter. Somebody programmed how to fly a helicopter, and they fly the helicopter. It's a crazy movie, but God does it for real. On our level. He can give you knowledge to do whatever you have to do if he has to. But He don't go around giving people free education. You have to want one. You have to go and pay somebody to teach you. But if you were somewhere and your car was broke down and you're in the desert, the Lord can show you how to fix it. Because that's an emergency. But if you say, you wake up one morning, I think I want to be a mechanic. The Lord don't download mechanic information. You have to go to school. But in an emergency, He can show you something. He will show you something. Because He don't waste good. If you want to be a mechanic, go to the mechanic school. And pay the folks, and they'll train you. But when it comes to doing ministry work, He will train you. Because there's nobody that can train you like He can. Now, according to what He wants you to do, He may put a school in your heart for you to go to. All right? Go get a job and go to that school. Pay the folks there, teach you. And then continue to go in the presence of the Holy Spirit. This is order. This is the way God does things. And everybody has their own road. Now, the Lord took me a different route. He didn't send me to school. I would have went. I even asked Him. I did go to I had Bible training at church. My pastor at that time was he taught in Bible schools. And he taught one. He did a school at his church. And I took the whole course. I took all of it. I think I took every class he had. And, but beside that, he took me a different route. He had me to start a business, and I prayed for that business. And He opened the door. He closed the door for me to work for others, and opened the door for me to have my own business. I couldn't get a mechanic job, and I realized it was God that closed doors, but He opened this one for me to get that, have my own business. And I was working at people's houses, and I mentioned this before. When you work at people's houses, that's where they let their hair down. That's where they do whatever they do. And I learned so much from society. I came from a good neighborhood. I saw the best things happen. Growing up, I saw men and women and going to church on Sunday. People would take they would go to church, and my friends, their daddies and their mothers would go take them to church. My dad was a pastor. We had to go out of town, and when I got older, my sister was grown, and I wanted to stay and play with my friends, so I would stay with her on the weekend, because her son, me and him was like brothers, and we go to Reverend Rice's church. We went to a church in Mount Moriah, and it was a blessing. Reverend Rice is a blessing. That's a blessed man. But anyway, we go to church. And I didn't know, I didn't see all the crazy things that I saw when I had my own business. I worked at all kind of neighborhoods like the one I came from and other neighborhoods. I worked on people's cars in the projects. I worked on people's cars in Mountain Brook, Homewood, Pratt City, everywhere. I worked on people's cars wherever the car was. I had a mobile auto service, and the Lord trained me well. And I saw needs. People need to know the Lord. With the training that I got from church and then the training that God gave me, you know, I would have gone to Rhema. I used to love to listen. I did listen to Kenneth Hagin. I made it my business to listen to him every day at lunchtime at 11 o'clock when he would come on. So it's important to do it God's way. And people don't always know and understand where you come from. When I would take a message to people that didn't know me, the Lord would do it in a way that they could easily receive it. And he would give me a word at home, and I would write it down. And then I'd take it to the pastor, and he'd be preaching it. This happened often. He'd be preaching a lot of the things that I wrote at home. This would help him to know that I was of God. But the people didn't know my training. They just knew what I said. And I know that there are people that go out there trying to be something that they're not. And they didn't always, I wouldn't always receive. Everything that I would say wasn't always received. But the Lord showed me what was out there. And we need to not have respect of person, but listen and hear God out. Hear what he has to say, because he has so many wonderful things to share. And all of it don't come from people that you would know and approve. Some of it comes from people that God prepared. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus is our Lord.